If you're like me, you probably have a closet full of local band merch. And whether you know it or not, a lot of that band merch was probably made by Divine Shirt Company right here in Winnipeg. Divine Shirt Company has made all of the Great Witch Police merch, from our hoodies to our toques to our t-shirts. And if you're looking to get anything done, like screen printing, embroidery, graphic design, digital printing, go to see Divine Shirt Company at divineshirtcompany.ca and tell them Witch Police Radio sent you.
One of our colleagues, Sam Thompson, who, if you saw him, you'd sort of right away assume he was a hippie.
Witch Police Radio. Witch Police Radio. Oh, no, no, no.
Witch Police Radio.
Hey, welcome to Witch Police Radio. No, I am not Sam Thompson. My name is Ronald George Moore. I'm guest hosting this week, and today it's BS Raps. How are you doing, BS Raps?
I am doing great. I just got back from the lake, actually. It was chilling all weekend in the hot tub, and
pretty
it was awesome.
Sweet. In Manitoba, Ontario?
Out in, like, Gimli, out in that area.
Oh, gotta love the Gimli. I love Gimli. Well, thanks for doing the show. And it's really nice to meet you and get to talk to you about your most recent album. It's an EP called I Made These For You, 14 tracks. How does it feel now that it's out in the world?
It feels good, man. It feels good. Like, really, really, really good. You know, like, when I came up with the idea for this EP, I kind of just wanted to put together, like, a bunch of tracks that I had just worked on over the years and finally put them together in into like one solid collection.
Mm-hmm.
But when I came up with the theme of the album and the way it all came together, it came together better than I expected, better than I planned. And that's always a good feeling.
That's awesome. Yeah. This seems to be a collection of singles as well, because I use Apple Music and I noticed that your profile has singles from this album dating back to 2022.
Right.
My first question is, for this album, how long did the album take to come together from conception to the release date?
Well, to be honest, like you said, some of the tracks date back to a couple years ago. But
yeah.
When I actually came up with the concept of the album, I Made These For You, was not that long ago. I would say it was this year. It was, I would say, around April, and I just came up with the idea for this artwork in my head, and then I started working on that cover that you see.
Yeah, that monster, you're looking down the barrel of some sort of weird creature there.
Right.
And you drew that yourself, you're saying. Sorry.
Yeah, I did that in Inkscape, and I used influences from, like, I read a lot of graphic novels and manga and stuff like that. So I used some influences from that.
Very
and
cool.
I put it all together, and I just love the way it, I don't know how this stuff popped into my head, man, but I love the way it turned out.
Right.
And then, yeah, you have the kid.
When you decided, okay, you got this concept now, you have some tracks in your bag already, how many more did you need to record to complete your vision?
About 4 to 5.
Oh, that's good. You were more than halfway done.
Yeah. Oh yeah. But, and then, like, I just, like, some of these tracks I had, like you said, I released in the past, but I just feel like I didn't do them justice. I've been learning on the job when it comes to making the music. Right. So, and I feel
I wanted to ask you about the fact that, you know, you don't only are the lyricist, the focus, the main guy here, but you're also, doing all the music on this album. And I was wondering, first off, how much of the album are samples for this very full and rich of a lot of different sounds, a lot of different worlds? So I was wondering how much was sampled and how much was, like, say, you playing original music or keyboard or whatever.
I all the tracks are samples at the base, but I am often adding drums and synth mm-hmm. and the bass line to the samples. Lots of them don't have bass when I use them up. And I was just reviewing some of the songs I sampled today, actually. And I was like, oh, I forgot about this song. Like, oh, this is such a good song. Like the original tracks, right?
What example are you talking about? Which song?
I have a instrumental on my YouTube page. It's called Gone, and it's from the sample is Rodriguez. I don't know if you ever watched like the Netflix documentary Sugar Man.
I've never seen.
Sixto Rodriguez. He was like a famous. He wasn't famous, but he was a legend in South Africa, and he like broke sale records. He was like Elvis in South Africa at the time. Oh. And no one knew who this guy was, but he was from Detroit, and they were making up stories like that he killed himself on stage and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then this person who's like this college student goes to South Africa, and he learns about all this, and he comes back to the U.S. and he tries to track this guy down, and he finds him actually alive still in Detroit. And this guy has no idea that he's like super famous in South Africa, and his music. So his story is not only incredibly fascinating, but if you go and listen to his music, it's amazing.
Wow. And what track is he sampled on on this album?
Is he sampled in this album? He sampled on that instrumental on my YouTube page. And I've sampled I've sampled him on several other tracks. Oh man, it's like I said, I've sampled so many people, man. I have to think about it now. I used to know everything from scratch. He was actually the first sample I ever beat I ever made and put out, which you can't really find anymore. It was called Walls of Jericho, and it was kind of like my ode to Chris Jericho.
Yes, and the famous Winnipegger ever.
Right, and the hook was I'm putting rappers in the walls like Jericho, like I'm just burying these rappers, right? And
right on.
And the sample was Rodriguez. I think the song is called Crucify Your Mind.
Very neat. That is really cool. And so like when you're, what would be your first step in creating a song? Would it be like, say, a sample catches you and it kind of inspires lyrics, or do you have the lyrics first and then you try to complete it? Is it a joint effort when you're writing? How does that work?
It is not a joint. I have a very disjointed approach to making music, if I must be honest. It's rare for me to work on one track at a time till it's like finished, you know what I mean?
Right.
I'm usually bouncing all over the place from track to track. I'll add a little to that.
Yeah.
Until I finally get a complete product, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the way it usually starts is a sample catches my ear, or I really like a song. It might not even be a sample, and I'll just keep playing with it and playing with it until I get that 8-bar loop.
Yeah,
that I want. And then from there, I'll also try to add some kind of transition so I can get some kind of hook out of there. And then I start adding my drums, adding my bass. Mm-hmm. I always try to add some synth in there and just add like other. I don't want it to just be just the sample. Although the original sample, I don't want to play with too much. I still want to hear that original sample in there.
Yeah,
I add.
You may change the beat of it or something.
Yeah.
Oh,
the song on the track that's sampled was Rodriguez on the album is Time For Me, the one featuring Ed Reilly.
Oh. Now, I don't know Ed Reilly. Who is that?
Ed Reilly is a local artist from, he's actually been on the Witch Police show before.
I'm sure Sam will have that linked up somewhere in the notes.
100%. He better. And Ed Reilly's the man, dude. Like, he's a local artist. He does hip-hop and R&B. He self-produces. And he has this really unique style and approach. And now he's out in Toronto doing his thing out there. He's also, like, a skateboarder and stuff. Just a really chill, cool dude, man. And he's incredibly talented. It's really cool to be on a track with Ed Reilly, man.
And did you reach out to him, or did you just know him previously from living in Winnipeg, as we all run into each other at some point?
Yeah. Like, you know, you'd see him around, but then I reached out to him on Instagram to try to set up, like I sent them that beat, right? And I think it's like one of my favorite, it's super chill, super melodic. It's one of my favorite beats. And I just knew that his style would fit well with it. I'm like, in my head, I can just hear him before I even reached out to him. I can just hear him on the track, right?
That's
and then he sends me his vocals and stuff. And it was funny because I have no theme. I have no hook or any lyrics recorded for this yet.
Right.
I'm like, I just want you to like do your thing, and then I'm gonna add on to it, right?
Right.
And then he made the hook and he did a verse in there, and it's just, man, he's the man, dude. I can't say enough good things about Ed Ryan.
That is so cool.
You listen to classical music at all?
In my recreational listening time, that's usually what I listen to.
What advice, if there was one bit of advice that you could give to a musician today that is starting out, particularly in high school, high school musicians that are considering going into college and pursuing a musical career, what advice would you give them?
Well, here's the secret. There are two things that you have to do. One of them is to not stop, and the other one is to keep going. But when you get there, you'll find out that it's still tough.
Ain't nobody better than the QB. And I'm about my cash. I had to sacrifice my dream. I had to risk my ass. Playing in the street. And ain't no time for that. I'll blow for this money in my pocket. Thank you for my profits. Lead up with my brother, cause we need a matching potion. Yeah, I saw a guy the other day at the courthouse, and he always judging. Attorney claimed that I took nothing. Take my pain, take my love, and then I started bugging. This is a street I never walked on. I love my boss cause my mom's gone. I need a word before it's storm time. Ain't nobody damn bad. I'm the QB.
Quarterback of this rap shit.
And I'm about my cash. I had to sacrifice my dream.
Bad, draw back here.
I had to risk my ass.
Hey, yo, Ed.
Ain't no time for that.
We talk to this kid real quick. Yo, when you heard the ill raps, y'all knew it was BS. This beat feel like sitting on the dock when you play it. Sipping on something got me feeling something faded. And it's facts that these cats really love it when they hatin'. Play that old Jeezy and my dude Chrome's goes crazy. But now it's us bringing you the latest. Plus I'm like Ric Flair holding down some gators, cause I do it with the rude attitude and the swagger. Yo, I read it fine so I can redefine the mind. Most people behind the times can't see beyond the lines. And now the kid is a mess. In 30 odd years I'm trying to cut this heart out my chest. I'm hard to impress, this is true art of the flesh. I used to play in streets, but now the streets are dead. And I've been ill, ain't no doubt, yet he took the red pill. I can't feel if it ain't real. And this rap shit is not for show. It's like mobster goals. Dreams are rolling down the block in the fattest Rolls Royce. Made a bold choice, but if not for those, I'd be at home still hitting every obstacle. Yo, rock and roll, the kid got some soul. Dumbstruck, now he on the come up. And his stock on swole. BS raps hit you more than what you got to know. Don't fuck with the no knots, just knots of dough. Now go,
go.
Quarterback of this rap shit.
I'm about my cash. I had to sacrifice my dream.
I've been there, done that, kid.
I had to risk my ass.
Dead Riley on the track.
And ain't no time for that.
Fantastic.
I want to ask you about Yeti in general, because you're obviously, you're BS Raps. That's your moniker. That's who you are. But you also go by Yeti. What's behind that? Is that just you've always been fascinated with the? I think it's the Abominable Snowman, isn't it? The Yeti.
Absolutely. You know what? It's a nickname I got back in when I was working at a place called Market Force, and it was quite a long time ago, to be honest.
Market Force,
and I never really. It was like a marketing company.
Oh, I see. I see. Okay,
let's not talk about
that. Sure.
But my boss, one of the bosses there, gave me this name Yeti. I had this giant beard at the time. I didn't have the crazy long hair, but I had like this giant beard at the time, and everyone's calling me Yeti. And at first, I kind of fought back. I didn't really like the nickname, but now I've totally embraced it. And then I want to. I eventually added it into my raps because I wanted. It was kind of like inspired by, you know, Eminem has like Slim Shady.
Yeah.
You know, he has like alter egos, right? A lot of the rappers I listen to have like alter egos. And so I kind of wanted that. And
right.
Yeti is BS Raps at the extreme. Yeti is, he's like BS Raps is like the chill, smart ass. Laid back guy, like kind of trying to be like cool, right? Yeti don't give a shit. Yeti's gonna go wild and spout his mouth off and say some wild stuff, right? So
cool. It's nice to have someone to blame on if you're.
Yes. What? Oh, yes. I mean, that wasn't me. That wasn't me. That was Yeti. That was
exactly. Oh, that's pretty cool. I also noticed one of your tracks has a really amazing sample from Grace 2 by The Tragically Hip, right? Yes. That's the Yeti on the mic one.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was the last track I recorded and made for the EP.
Oh, okay. Okay. And obviously I would think you're a Tragically Hip fan using that sample. Oh. And I was wondering because this album, by the way, it's on Bandcamp. You can go to Bandcamp, go to bsraps.bandcamp.com. And it seems to be, it's a pay what you can, right? Whatever you want.
Whatever you want, man.
And
just want to get it out there.
You just want to get it out there, exactly. But as I may have said already, I use Apple Music. I noticed the album is not available on Apple Music. And I thought, is that because of any kind of maybe sample clearance you might worry about using the Tragically Hip in this fashion?
Yes, 100%.
100%, okay. But would you be... If you didn't have that track on this album, would you still run into complications that you think?
Oh, well, the ones that there's probably several on the tracks on the album I would run into complications with.
Right.
Like Wings samples Paul McCartney and Linda McCartney, right? Like,
yeah, exactly.
Huge band, right? So like, no way I'm getting around that, right? But
exactly.
So I never realized Bandcamp was kind of loose with the regulations, but I'm not too worried about it, to be honest. The tracks I can release through, I could get cleared. I clear and I get them out there on Spotify and Apple Music.
Exactly. And they're just singles, or not just singles, but they're singles. And yeah, releasing them that way certainly helps things along.
Yeah.
At least on streaming sites. Are you a fan of streaming sites? Do you use them yourself?
Not often, to be honest. Although, like, most of the music I listen to that's, like, just, like, new or whatever that catches my ears, probably off of YouTube, to be honest.
Right.
So, and that in itself is a streaming service, so I can't say I don't listen to streaming services. One of the unique tracks on the EP is called Mothra.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've seen that movie, that new movie that came out, Love Lies Bleeding.
No, I missed it. I haven't been out too often.
But I haven't seen it either. But from what I heard, the climactic scene of the movie uses that exact same sample, and I made that track like years ago. And so I think that was really cool. And that was one of the tracks that was tricky for me to get cleared, but I was able to get it cleared and get it out there on Spotify. That's the first track I ever released on Spotify.
Actually, wait, well, that's cool. Yeah. Okay. And it's on the album, as I said, 14 tracks here.
Say what you want from me. Like what you want.
want from me. It's like she only 5'2", still a kaiju. Larger than life when she stand next beside you. Just look to the skies, fool, and peep the sparks from her wings when she glide through. Spotted off the shores of Okinawa, I was laid back smoking on the sour. High like Yokohama Tower, strung off the force of her supersonic power. Sparked my interest, I played the scene. Coast Guard on high alert, she firing laser beam. Freddy would say she a killer queen. We stepped out on the mezzanine. What's the next move? I better make it my best move. Never been this more resolute. What you want from me? She got the city on fire. That's why back home they call her Psy. What you want from me? Goddamn, what you want from me? So what you want from me? I had to realign my chakra. She sang like opera, said her name Mothra. And we danced to Frank Sinatra. I peeped her posture, she lay it down proper like. To be honest, this kinda scared me. Tried to be aloof, but played the goof like Jim Carrey. And she rolled with two twin fairies. There ain't no way you can prepare me for what's next. We flying over Tokyo. Thought to ourselves, ain't this the way it's supposed to go? Yo, she the one I was hoping for. Baby, we could put on a show for the stars. Just what I needed by the cars. Was praying that my eyes met hers. Rest is history. To this day, still a mystery. My bittersweet symphony, my oasis. I had to get back to basics. She got me trapped, let's face it. What you want from me? She got my city on fire. That's why back home they call her Psy. What you want from me? Goddamn, what you want from me? Said, what you want from me?
Why? By what?
That's why I should have done things differently. If I'd known.
Well, everyone grows and learns from their mistakes. We can't stay happy inside an egg forever.
That's right. Perhaps we should take Mother as an example.
Yes, let's have a drink.
Now, because you have, it's not like one style or of sound on this thing. It kind of pulls from a lot of different genres. I was wondering, is there a classification you would call your hip hop, your work?
I would say it's alternative. It's definitely not the mainstream stuff. But I try to lean towards more. Like the stuff that I listened to growing up, right? Mm-hmm. I was listening to Tragically Hip. I was listening to classic rock. I was listening to country. I was listening to all that stuff as a kid coming up, and that's what I'm trying to put myself into my music, right? So this is the stuff that influenced me growing up, but I'm trying to twist it, evolve it, make it into something new, right?
Yeah,
I love it when like someone's like, oh wait, that's that thing you sampled. Wait, that's that song you sampled, right? I'm like, yeah, man, that's the song.
Yeah.
Like, oh, every time I hear that song on the radio, all I can think about is your song, right? I'm like, that's awesome, perfect.
Yeah, it is pretty neat, you know. You have a collage of sound, and what's one of my favorite things to do when I listen to albums that are sample heavy is to be like, recognize that, or even like 5 years down the road you'll hear it, you'd be like, oh, I remember it from that album, you know.
100%, 100%.
Yeah. Let me see what else I wanted to ask you about. The Man from FGC is one of your songs there. What is FGC?
FGC is for Gary Community.
Oh, okay. FGC. You're a South End boy.
South End boy, yeah.
Okay.
And FGC is the little, is the community I grew up with. I got a tight bond with my buddies to this day. And I don't know. I just like to put on, it's the little thing I like to put on for my, my neighborhood. And then it's fun to, when my buddies come to the show, they're just yelling FGC and stuff.
Well,
they're buck wild sometimes. I like to have them along for the ride, you know?
Yeah, you got to have your crew. You got to have your crew, supporters. You were also involved in a band called Pure Entry.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
That is correct. What is Pure Entry? What kind of music was it? What's the sound?
It was like hard rock meets a little bit of hip hop. I would say somewhere between, like, not quite Rage Against the Machine, but somewhere between Rage Against the Machine and, I don't know, Queens of the Stone Age, right? Something a little newer. And yeah, that was me and my buddy Dave Red Rhino from Pure Entry go back to FGC.
Okay.
And yeah, he was doing this, just jamming with the drummer Alex in their garage, and he reached out to me and was like, hey, well, we're looking for someone to do bass. I know you do bass for your tracks. And I'm like, dude, I'm not a musician, man.
Well, I was going to ask you if you were trained in any instruments or if it was all just picking up something and just playing around with it.
It's been picking up something and playing around with it since my early 20s. And for the longest time, I never thought I'd put any music out. And then one day I just said, why not, you know? Like, screw it, let's do this, let's do it. And then I just dove in, and I believe in myself when I commit to something.
Right. Very cool. And, like, is Pure Entry done, or what year, when did that project end?
Well, Pure Entry, they're still together. They want to go a different direction and not do so much of, like, the hip-hop stuff.
Right, the metal.
Which is all. Yeah, they want to go more, metal and stuff. Which is,
right. I mean, the metal hip-hop connection kind of was left in the 90s, I think. Back then.
The new metal, you know what? It's coming back around, I feel like. But we didn't want to quite do the exact same thing, right? We wanted to put a little spin on it. And I think the stuff we did was different, too.
Right. Okay, well, let's get back to this album. Do you have a favorite track at all? Are they all your precious babies? You can't choose between one or the other, but just wondering.
At heart, I'd say my favorite track is One of These Days.
Oh, yeah. And why would that be?
That one I'm talking about, there's a lot of references to, like, story, my personal life in that track. And I just love the way the soul sample came out, and every time I listen to that track, I just zone out, and I just love it, man. Like, it hits every note that I wanted it to hit. It turned out the way exactly I wanted it to turn out.
Right.
And it might not be the most popular track on the EP, but that's definitely my favorite track.
Very cool.
Like Wings is super fun to perform. Cottonmouth is super fun to perform. And they're really fun tracks just in general. So those are definitely favorites too.
Enjoy the ride, especially if you like your soul ice cold, because no other than the Iceman himself is going to be looking you right dead in your eyes after this very important message.
Yo, check the status, gotta realign the planets when the sun takes form. BS pulling in the cabbage, gravitational pull, how can they manage thinking that they BMF when feet never touch canvas like they Banksy, and pain never touch canvas, speak the language, fake ass crews get dismantled, higher voices getting channeled, rap
his chains on my mantle, extra ammo. Spit is only one can do. They wanna cause the sun harm. I used to box with one arm. I ripped my left shoulder off, putting FGC on. And I'm mad, suffer my wrath. Watch me master my craft. I'm a magician. Cut these motherfuckers in half. Listen, cats is cowards, thought you punks, you know. Won't mess with the whole art genre because it makes them uncomfortable. Tried stunning, but you only got stunts to pull. I swear once I almost lost my soul. I hit reset, started pitching more than they could handle. They took a recess and started snitching like Randall. Quite the scandal, yet he stay immortal like the savage vandal. Me and the crew rolling down Corden Avenue. Don't tell me what I can or I cannot do. Only one choice and the brave make it. So climb on my back or stay in your own lane, kid. Stay in your own lane, kid. My man Chrome's cash a check, cop Canadian club. My man D-Rock came through with nothing but love. It's summertime, that means we at the Vic, getting twisted with the whole damn team. And for Doug, pour out a sip. Anybody talking shit, getting hit, catch a fat lip. Seen a friend sell his soul to a whack chicken. It's nothing but a thing that you handle, that's it. See me around, just give me a pound, that's it. BS Raps back, sounding fantastic as shit. I sandblast the track, make it smooth like that. The soul music got me sampling jazz, blues got me singing gospel. I created my own escape like a chopper, and I'm doing it not because I can, because I got the boss with extra sauce on his pasta. I drop spaghetti like the clumsy waiter. Now it's getting later. You know you're doing something right when you got plenty
one of
haters.
These old days, one of these old days.
We ain't gonna have to come. I will have a cookie. I've been into the cookie. I was like, it's a pretty good cookie. Then I ate the whole cookie. And it was like, you know, I have another one.
Is there one in particular? I don't know if it's the same thing, but one you enjoy the most doing live as opposed to your favorite one to listen to?
I would say Cotton Mouth. That one's really fun to play live. It's got a good hook on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a jam. The crowd gets the crowd going. Got some funny lines in it. You know, it's a fun song, right? So.
Yeah.
Those are usually the best ones.
How do you feel like this? You're a Manitoba musician, and I'm just curious, do you feel that there's a particular sound that comes out of this province? And if so, how do you fit into that sound?
Well, yeah, Manitoba's definitely got a sound.
Mm-hmm.
It's got several main sounds, right? You got a strong punk scene here. You got a strong country scene here. You got a strong blues scene here.
It's a strong scene.
And then you got a good rock scene here, right? Like, so I feel like those are the four staples of Winnipeg, though, those genres.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe add metal in there. And then, but I wanted to kind of smash those all together and sprinkle a little hip hop and or maybe a little electronic in there. Like, I love.
Get some good seasoning.
I love how hip hop is so freeing when it comes to production. Like, there's no, like, you can hear it on the EP. I'm not just sampling one genre of music. I'm bouncing all over the place. If I want to make a track that sounds like a disco track, I can do that. If I want to make a track that sounds like a metal track, I could do that. And it will still be hip hop, you know?
Yeah.
It's doable.
Yeah. You have a track where I don't believe there's any beats and you're rhyming over it. So, my next question would be, and this is a question that Sam asks of all his guests, I believe, like, is there a show, what was the first local show that you remember seeing live for the first time?
Like other bands?
Yeah.
Oh man. It's been so long.
It's a tough one.
I feel old when I'm answering this question, dude.
I know.
Like, I remember going to, let's see, that's not really a local show. I'm trying to think of the first band I would have seen.
Yeah.
But, you know, I remember seeing, like, Romy Mays way back.
Who you drop on this album, actually.
She's back doing her thing now. Yeah, good timing, I would say, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You have a little crush on her, apparently.
I used to have a crush on Romy Mays. To quote,
I think we all do, though. Like, we all used to, and some of us still right. do.
And I love dropping references that only a Winnipegger is going to pick up on, right? There's several of those in the EP, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's another thing that's fun to pick out as you're listening to it. You know, especially makes you, once again, it makes you feel like you're part of the club. You're in the know, you know?
Yeah.
And then of course it's BS Raps, but is BS your initials and just,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of a jibe at like bullshit raps, like spitting some BS, right? But it's also my initials.
Right. BS, not in a bad way.
No. Yeah. It's kind of also an ode to the old school rappers, like Cool G Raps and stuff like that.
Right. Okay. That's cool. Those are your influences. Would you say earlier, what hip hop were you listening to growing up?
Boom bap, hip hop for sure, man. Like a lot of New York stuff, you know, Nas, Mobb Deep, De La Soul, Tribe Called Quest, but I also like the West Coast stuff too, like Tupac and stuff. Dre is also a legend. Yeah, but then, you know, as I got older and more branched out a little bit more into like the underground scene, you know, I've really developed a more, like some of my more current influences would be guys like Aesop Rock,
mm-hmm.
Edan, who's, I don't know, a lot of people know Edan. There's a guy called John Wayne who's really influential to me. And even on the local scene, you got guys doing their things. Three Peter, freaking awesome. BBS Steve is a legend around here, and he's been doing his thing for a while, man.
Wow. I got to get out to more shows. Do you get out to see a lot of shows yourself? Like
I try to, man, but I'm a busy man.
Exactly. Yeah. Why don't you let the people know where they can get a hold of you? We already mentioned the Bandcamp address, maybe the YouTube channel.
Yeah, absolutely. Like if you're Instagram is probably the best place to follow me, but my YouTube channel, I post a lot of content on there. There's some remixes, there's mashups, there's instrumentals. There's some gems in there, man. Like I got some good stuff on there on my YouTube channel. So don't be afraid to check that out. Everything's under BS Raps 204. So if you're ever searching for the Instagram, the YouTube, the Facebook, everything's under BS Raps 204.
Right on. Yeah, that's awesome. And don't forget to like and subscribe. Get those numbers up.
Let's get those numbers up. Yeah.
You have a next live date happening?
I'm going to be at the Fringe Fest.
Oh, right.
I believe July 28th at 5 p.m. I'll double check on that. And then I'm hoping to be doing something at the Beer Can in the near future. So
very cool, man. Well, hey, this...
And I'm trying to set up...
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Trying to set up lots of shows. And then little pop-up shows too, you know. I placed as you wouldn't expect. So
right.
I really want to deliver hip-hop to Winnipeg. And that's why I sample so much music and that Winnipeg loves, right?
Right. Well, that's awesome, man. I can't wait. It's great. I can't wait. I'm going to be checking you out at the Fringe or whenever I can. It's been great talking to you, BS Raps. Thanks for being on Witch Police Radio. Thank you, Sam, for letting me guest host. And
shout out to Sam.
Yeah. Shout out to the man.
I'm going to tell you a story now.
No, I'm good.
It's short.
Really, I'm fine.
No, it's very quick.
No.
It's a good story for you, I think.
I'm cool.
Here we go.
Shine bright, even when plight try to dim it. Catch him in the night like they sinning. I was ill with that rap shit right from the beginning. Like, check out all the styles I invented. Relentless rhymes, how my mind been demented. Yet he type of cat, jump the boards, clear the benches. Most these jokers can't even complete a sentence. Like, too stupid, BS stupendous. Told the promoters, throw the pedals on entrance. Spinning when I'm old, wearing dentures. What's these kids doing it nowadays, be pretending? And I work at a weight that they can't match. And it seems each better than the last batch. All that fake ass shit you can have, just show me where the lab at. Yo,
and yo,
yo, BS, what you talk about? How you ain't got caught now?
Man, following God.
The Wi-Fi, but you can bet he on the cloud. The illest one around with the deal kit. And it's like you don't feel us, you don't feel shit. And it's like when we lose, we still win.
Man, following God.
We still win. Okay.
Can you lose?
BS, what the deal, son? The cup runneth over, watch how we spill one. A real one hits like steel drums. You crazy if you don't feel something for this,
yo.
You can say he's official. You don't feel it now, wait till it hits you. It hits you like a cuss of force to your brain tissue. Bah. She said you got a face, I wanna punch. Hit me with the drum, bum, 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 bum. Gotta say, I was hooked from the jump. Started pumping shit, had flames in the trunk. She got me batting at it like I'm mad at it. My fuck around and birth a child. She that versatile, unearth the style compared to no other. Worthwhile words with wisdom, I wonder how he does it, yo, Yeti, how you do it? You showing proof, but you also showing improvement. Easy kid, I was made for that movement. The one man army used to say he the unit. And I remember hearing Prodigy rap. Used to think that I have to catch a body to rap. Now I'm on the mic and I'm a problem at that. Pussy's beats nice, how can I lose? Run it back, kid. Yo, BS, what you talking about? How you ain't got caught, man?
Following God.
The Wi-Fi, but you can bet he on the cloud. The illest one around with the deal kit. And it's like you don't feel us, you don't feel shit. And it's like when we lose, we still win.
Man, following God.
We still win. Okay.
Can you lose?
BS, what the deal, son? The cup runneth over, watch how we spill one. A real one hits like steel drums. You crazy if you don't feel something for this, yo. You can say he's official. You don't feel it now, wait till it hits you. It hits you like a cuss of force to your brain tissue.